Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, getting back to the president is in Israel right now. He is in Israel. And this is his first visit to Israel since he became the president of the United States. And he's in his second term. I really believe that it is a prophetic happening here. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you which way things are going to happen. But I just feel that in my spirit that this is a serious thing, a very serious thing. But first, let's listen up to CBN News. They report about right now, as we speak, he's in Israel.
Graham, President Obama is in Israel today. Air Force One touched down at Ben-Gurion Airport at about 6:20 this morning. It is the president's first visit to the country since first taking the oath of office 4 years ago. CBN's Chris Mitchell tells us what to expect from his Middle East tour.
President Obama stepped off Air Force One in Tel Aviv and conveyed his greetings to the Israeli people.
I see this visit as an opportunity to reaffirm the unbreakable bond between our nations, to restate America's unwavering commitment to Israel's security, and to speak directly to the people of Israel and to your neighbors.
The visit is dubbed Unbreakable Alliance. Some have called it a charm offensive. According to polls, many Israelis don't trust Obama. But Obama says it's his chance to connect with the Israeli people.
It could just be for the better, just to come to Israel and feel how it really is, and to be friends with us.
If he thinks he's going to come here and, you know, dictate to us how we should go about security issues and peace with the Palestinians, stay at home.
I'm excited, but I don't have a ticket to see him.
But for many analysts, the president's timing seems a bit odd.
There's no Israeli government really that's organized itself and has its policies ready. There's certainly no Palestinian leadership representing the Palestinians.
And with Obama arriving less than a week before Passover, some Israelis liken it to Netanyahu visiting the U.S. on Christmas Eve.
But because he's announced that he's coming, and because Israel and the U.S. are the best of friends, and so he'll be very welcome.
From the start, both Israel and the U.S. downplayed any idea of major breakthroughs.
The president is not coming, as previous presidents have, either to lobby for a specific policy in the way that only U.S. presidents can do, or to take a victory lap upon the success of a policy.
Still, there's need for serious discussion.
I think Iran is probably the biggest issue, and I presume Obama will say the same things that he's been saying.
And then there's the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process. President Obama is scheduled to visit Palestinian-controlled Ramallah on Thursday. Then Friday, it's the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. There, Palestinians showed their disappointment with the president's first term by trashing a giant Obama poster.
It doesn't do anything for the Palestinian people. He just talks and doesn't do anything.
I think that there is no help from Obama to our situation in Palestine, because they always talk and there is no result.
We got hope, you know. Always we got hope in this trip.
One analyst says it may just turn out that the most important part of the visit is that it happened. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Tel Aviv.
It is a really huge thing that the president is visiting, because just the presence of our president of the United States says a lot. But he's not going to go to the Knesset, which is the government's like not going to the White House. It's like it's like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu coming to America and going to Cal State, you know, and speaking, because the president's going to go to a university. He's not going to go to the Western Mound. He's going to go to a university like he did in Cairo, and he's going to give a speech there. And you just can't diss Israel because it's not about the Jews as much as it's about God and the Jews. You know what I'm saying? You don't touch the apple of his eye. And it is kind of like the flattery offensive, like you said, you know, that... I mean, how many times are we hearing things said that's verbally, it sounds great, But what's being done, the fruit of what's being done, is totally opposite of that. And we have not, this has been the most unfriendly administration to Israel probably in the history of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the empowerment of the Muslim Brotherhood, who wants to annihilate and destroy. We just sent $1.3 billion reportedly to Egypt.
Egypt.
We sent them war aircraft. And this is the southern border of Israel. And then we're coming up here telling them that this is unbreakable alliance. And it's like, you know, hey, you know, you're arming the other side. You know, you're paying tribute to the other side of the borders. And you're saying, you know, it's just really difficult to see anything other than a deep heart change where, you know, God would just speak to our president and just say, you know, this has got to change. And of course, Chuck Pierce prophesied about this whole situation prior to President Obama even being elected or even being on the grid for being elected. And towards the end of his term, it would change. You know, we changed, so he can change. And but this is dangerous territory. I think once your feet hit the soil and you have the same heart and it hasn't changed, you know, maybe this will be the encounter that he has that brings about change.
Yeah.
Well, soon after arriving, his limo had a malfunction. They put in gasoline instead of diesel, and it shut it down. So his limo right now is on a tow truck, and they're flying in another limo for him from Jordan.
They used to fly two limos. They just flew one?
I don't know. There's one coming in from Jordan now.
To the Middle East?
In the Middle East with no
armor. It's coming from Jordan.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. Secret Service, something's up. Something's not right. We need to pray for our president.
How do you put gasoline?
Well,
instead
wait a minute, but nobody
diesel.
Touches the I forget what they call it, the limousine. Nobody touches it.
The beast.
The Secret Service are all over it.
Yeah.
So something may be going on. So I just want to encourage all of our listeners today to pray for our president. You know, pray protection over him, because we don't need somebody else giving him a car that we didn't build and protect him to keep him safe.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's not cool. That just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was part of in law enforcement. I got a chance to be able to be one of the escort police for President Bush Senior. And the Secret Service are all over. You don't touch that stuff. And you didn't come anywhere near it. You go to jail it's serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been intentional. That could have been an intentional, because coming from Jordan, you know, that's where Bin Laden came from, right? Those Saudi Arabia. Jordan is our friend. You know, I understand that. We are due train. But it's just like, we should bring our own cars to protect our president. I'm uncomfortable with that.
I mean, this is not like this is a very simple thing to do. You know what I mean? How do you mistake gas?
Well, I'm uncomfortable with that. And we just really need to pray protection over our president that, you know, no harm would come to him and the visit would happen and Israel would be blessed and that he would come back to the States and everybody would be okay. But yeah, it's the first visit that's happened in his presidency. And no matter what, it is very significant. And the people who were not for Israel will not appreciate the visit.
Sure.
And it makes that alone helps us to look better in the eyes of God that, hey, because more Americans are for Israel than against Israel.
Absolutely.
And even Congress, majority of Congress is all of Congress, I believe.
Yeah, you see how many standing ovations did he give the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he came to speak to them?
Yeah, and they signed it. It's just like this few folks are, it's just amazing what's going on right now. But, yeah, today is the visit. You can find out more at CBNNews.com or go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And you can actually see video of what you just heard from CBN News right there. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.